the theme of the musical's joy. And as we have been looking through the Advent season, we have spoken about hope, how the prophets of old had put forth the hope of a coming Redeemer, spoken about this one that would be their Messiah, their Savior. And then the next week we looked at the issue of peace, that this one coming would bring us peace with God, where everyone is at war with Him on our own, that this one would come and free us from, rescue us from this war with God and allow us to know peace. The third week we talked about love. That's what motivated God to send down His Son and His Son to us as a gift so that we might know Him and be able to love Him back. He's enabled us to love in a way we never could love before. And so it brings us to the climax of joy, to celebrate. When we look at the Christmas story, it gives us a picture of joy on many, many different levels. But I'd like to read out of Luke chapter 2, a portion of that familiar Christmas story, beginning in verse 8 and reading through verse 20. And it reads this way: "And in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there's been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord, a Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there appeared with that angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased.' And it came about when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds began saying to one another, 'Let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened that the Lord has made known to us.' And they came in haste and there found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them by this about this child, and all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up these things and pondering them in her heart, and the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them." Father, thank You for this truth that's found within the introduction of this Savior into our world. Father God, may we be drawn close to You today. May we experience this joy that You desired for us to know through this child. Father, we pray that You stir that joy up inside of us. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord, amen. Thank you for standing. So we went from hope to peace to love to joy. Many think that joy is just happiness all the time. Joy is not just the absence of trouble, heartache, or difficulty. It's the result of the presence of Holy God that comes from a life-changing encounter with Christ that gifts mankind with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the fruit of that Spirit, love, joy, peace. Those three truths we have explored over the last few weeks. God provides those through the Spirit, the joy that we have in celebrating our Savior and our Redeemer, and this gift that God has given is stirred up from within us as we agree with the truth, as we celebrate with others that we come to worship with. Scripture tells us that joy is the believer's strength. And we should find our strength by joy that comes from the Lord, that joy that He's poured out into our lives. Our passage reminds us that there were poor shepherds out in the fields doing their jobs. They were considered the lowest working class in those days, almost outcast because of the way they smelled and the filthy animals that they worked with. The angel said to their time in fear when that great light came over them, "Do not be afraid, because today I bring you good news of a great joy that has come for all people, including those that are the lowest class in society, including the richest, have come to provide good news of a great joy that is for all mankind." The good news of great joy. We find it in the lives of those shepherds after the angels left them. They went and they sought out this baby, this child that the angel had spoken about, and they found the baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger with his mother and Joseph there, just as the angel had said. And it created a celebration inside of them, a desire to testify of what they had just experienced. An angel visited us, told us you would be in this place, and began testifying with Joseph and Mary about this child and the gift. He's the Messiah. He's the Christ. And we've been told this, and with excitement they shared. Scripture says that Mary pondered these things. She treasured them in her heart and pondered them. And all of her days she'd be thinking about this child. There are others in the Christmas story that had joy. We think of Simeon, the old prophet that God had received a promise from God that he would not die until he saw the promised Messiah. And when the days had come to be fulfilled where Jesus would be taken to the temple by Joseph and Mary, he would finally see God's promise. And then he would declare, "Now I can go to the Lord because God has shown me his Savior." Also, Anna, the prophetess that was there in the temple, who declared and rejoiced when she saw the Christ child presented before her, had served all her days as a widow in the house of the Lord and now had great joy in her hearts. But I come back to this passage because those shepherds, they couldn't help it. The passage says they left that place praising and glorifying God, going back to their fields where the mundane and the tedious of serving and shepherding sheep became meaningful and had purpose for them because joy had been brought into their lives. Listen, that same joy that comes into a mundane and tedious life is the same joy that comes into our lives when we trust our Savior, when we trust this gift that God has given to us for our salvation. He desires for us to know his peace and his love, his joy, to hold out hope knowing that one day Christ, our Christ, is coming back in the clouds of the sky just as he promised. He's already fulfilled the first part of what prophecy said. By coming the first time, he will come again. And when he comes again, he'll bring his people to be with him. And then the next time he comes, his second coming to the earth will be to come in great victory and set up his kingdom in this world. There's great hope. That should bring joy to believers. We should be stirred up inside that God has given us a gift. Those shepherds were transformed by that message. They were transformed by finding the child. They went to where the child was. Listen, you've come to this place. God has sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die on a cross. And the invitation is that we come to him. Come to the cross. Come to where he is. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Learn of me, I'm meek and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls." He's given a promise for those that will trust him. And that includes glorious joy. Again, joy is not the absence of trouble or heartache or difficulty. Listen, in this season, there are some that will have the first Christmas without a loved one. There are some who have the first Christmas in caring for a loved one who's going through difficult days. Christmas and holidays are not always celebrative time for some people, but they can still have joy in their hearts as they know what Christ has provided for their loved ones. Just this morning, one of our deacon brothers passed away, went to the Lord. Lee Phillips passed away this morning. But he's in the presence of the Lord. He is a faithful servant in this world, and now he is experiencing the joy of being healed. His family said now he won't need those hearing aids anymore. He is healed, and he is secure in the heart of his Savior. There's great joy in that knowledge. The Lord provides. This season's about joy. God has given us a gift of joy, and how sad it would be if we would keep that gift to ourselves. We're called to share it. We're called to give it to others and pass it along just as it's been passed to us. May we be faithful this season. We're going to have a little moment of response. Every time that the praises are lifted up, God is stirring up people. And perhaps there's someone in this place. You've been drawn to the Lord, perhaps today, to go see this child, to see this Savior who grew up to be the sacrifice for your sin, who is raised to life so that you might have life eternal and be forgiven. Perhaps today you'd respond. What a gift that would be at Christmas season. Let's bow together as we pray and then prepare to respond. Father, as you've given us this privilege this morning to be in your house, we thank you, Father, for the focus that you've given our hearts to exercise the joy that you have poured into us by the Lord Jesus Christ, the coming of this little baby who grew to be a man, a man's man, who would take on the sin of all the world and offer his own life as a sacrifice so that it could be so. Father, we thank you that he's raised up to life. Thank you that he satisfied every requirement you had against our sin, and that, Lord God, now he has been given the right to give life to all who will trust him. May this morning we find ourselves walking in faithful trust of this Savior. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the joy that you place in our hearts. Stir it up in us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.